Good morning. This is Agashwani Kohima. The morning news read by Jonas Yantan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a visit to Apulia, Italy today to participate in the G7 summit to be held on 14th of this month. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday afternoon, Foreign Secretary Vinay Quatra said that this will be the Prime Minister's first overseas travel after assuming office in his third consecutive term. This will be India's 11th participation in the G7 summit and Prime Minister Narendra Modi's fifth consecutive participation in the summit. On 14th of June, the Prime Minister will participate in the outreach session. Replying to a query, the Foreign Secretary said India will participate in the Ukraine Peace Summit, which is to be held in Switzerland at an appropriate level. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has issued an advisory to the centre, state governments and union territories administrations to ensure widows' welfare and protection of the human rights. The Commission has advised to ensure that the benefits of welfare schemes for widows reaches them through a single window system. The Commission said the collector and district magistrate should be made accountable for the implementation of various welfare schemes regarding food, shelter, dignity and the protection of properties. The Department of Health and Family Welfare Nagaland has cautioned against the promotion of misleading medical advertisements under Section 7 of the Drugs and Magic Remedies Objectionable Advertisement Act 1954. It prohibits any person from participating in the publication of advertisements referring to drugs in terms that suggest or are calculated to lead to their use. This includes procurement of miscarriage in women or prevention of conception in women, maintenance or improvement of the capacity of human beings for sexual pleasure, and correction of menstrual disorders in women. It also prohibits advertisements for the diagnosis, cure, mitigation, treatment, or prevention of 54 diseases, disorders, or conditions such as appendicitis, blindness, cancer, leprosy, sexual impotence, and sterility in women, among others. It further stated that Section 7 provides a penal provision wherein on conviction and imprisonment up to 6 months or a fine or both. While subsequent convictions carry imprisonment up to 1 year or a fine or both. In the light of these legal provisions, the Health Department informed all print media, publishers and advertisement agencies and social media users to refrain from publishing, promoting or broadcasting drug or medicine products that contravene the 1954 Act. Strict legal action shall be initiated against such defaulters, it added. The Narcotics Control Bureau, NCB, is observing Nasha Mukt Bharat Pagwara across the country to mark International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking till 26th of this month. The aim of this observance is to create awareness amongst the public regarding the ill effect of drug menace. The NCB in a statement said that it has set a vision to encourage more and more citizens to take the e-pledge against drug abuse. The State Health Department has said that all drug licensing processes will be processed through an online portal only. The designated portal is www.stateofdrugs.gov.in. The department said that offline or physical applications will not be accepted or entertained. All licenses are further informed that renewals or retention and all other post-approval changes will be through online means only. Accordingly, all currently licensed retailers and wholesalers are also informed to get their firm and business onboarded into the portal within 3 months from May 24 as date of issuance of the notice. In addition, necessary information and assistance can be sought from district drug control officers in the respective chief medical officer's office. The licensed retailers and wholesalers can also call the helpline number at 7629875392 for related matters. Akashvani Kohima invites applications for engagement of casual assignee, presenter for Puchuri dialect program. The last date for receipt of application in a prescribed format is on or before 28th of June. Further necessary information can be obtained from the Program Executive Coordination, Akashvani Kohima, during office hour. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.